Hi, I'm Renée de Beauvoir, and you're listening to Crypto Curious with Renée de Beauvoir. How are you? I hope all is going well for you. We're already approaching the second quarter of the year of 2023, and that's exciting. I've got a lot of great, exciting things happening in my life. I'm very grateful and happy and excited. And I'll be sharing it with you as I release, publish, and provide my podcast. Also, I want you to be on the lookout for my new Spotify video podcast. I call it Detours to Your Destiny. My mind went blank for a minute. Detours to Your Destiny. And I tie it into, of course, cryptocurrency and all that cryptocurrency brings to the world of individuals who are crypto curious. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about, because that's what the show's about, right? Let's talk a little bit about blockchain. Now, I know you've heard the word blockchain, but you may not know what it is, what its purpose happens to be. Does it have anything to do with crypto? Does it have anything to do with NFTs? And oh la la, do I have so many nice things to tell you about blockchain and how it is essential, in fact, an essential component to the world of NFTs, metaverse, cryptocurrencies, all of them, Bitcoin included. Blockchain is, it's off the chain, it's off the hook kind of thing. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about blockchains and going beyond tokens. I mean, I don't think I've done a show yet on tokens, but I will, I promise. I know I may have said I would and I got sidetracked, but I promise I will. But for now, I want to talk about going beyond tokens and the other uses for digital ledgers. Did you know, or are you clear, that blockchain is the backbone of cryptocurrency? Aha, did you know that? It's the backbone infrastructure, and it has a significant impact, if you will, on the financial sector, but there are other ways that businesses, even governments, as well as you, an individual, can use the digital ledger and its framework to build upon or to improve upon existing business systems. And I'm going to be giving you a few of them in today's podcast. But before I do that, let me expound just a little bit on the words digital ledger. Depending on how old you are, you may recall how financial accountants and people in the financial industry used to use this book, and it was fairly thick, and it had these lines on each page, and it was printed and designed to be a ledger that would contain and document all deposits, withdrawals, everything concerning that person's account. And they were called ledgers. Well, today, it's probably going to be rare unless they're really old school and, you know, perhaps quite senior in age. But it's going to be very difficult perhaps to find someone who is actually still using a ledger. If you are under 50 and you've never seen a ledger or heard of a ledger, I would highly encourage you to go and find, maybe in a pawn store or talk to your grandparents or someone of senior age, and get them to describe a ledger. I've only got 30 minutes in this podcast, and I want to focus on the wonderful use cases for the infrastructure we call blockchain. But blockchain is actually a digital ledger. It is what contains, holds, and maintains all of the documentation of deposits. It's where NFTs are created. It's where cryptocurrency and tokens are created. Think of it as a written ledger, but it's not. It's written upon, and everything is contained in a block. And these blocks are connected. The beautiful thing about a digital ledger, or if you will, again, blockchains, is that no one, no matter how evil or corrupt they are, can actually go into the blockchain, manipulate, and change what has been input. Once it's in there, nobody can change it. Now, you can add on it. You can create additions to it. You can further expand it in a blockchain, just like you could in a ledger. But here's the difference. While both are, shall we say, inscribed by human hands, only one among the two can be changed and manipulated by those same human hands or different human hands. A ledger, once again, was handwritten, and everything that was transcribed in that ledger was put in by that man or that woman. If they used a pencil, they could go back weeks later and erase it and manipulate the outcome. But on blockchains, that's not possible. Let me give you just a few examples of blockchain. Bitcoin. If you've heard my story and you've been following and listening to my podcast, I was one of the first responders to Bitcoin when it came out in 2009. I was first told about Bitcoin in 2008, late 2008, and my friend told me, here, go and read this. This is the white paper that describes Bitcoin and what it's going to do, what it's going to mean for the future of the world, and how it's going to change the face of fintech or financial technology or financial institutions. Here we are in 2023 from 2008, and it has done exactly that. In fact, it has put fear in a lot of politicians who are in charge of central banks and people that work at central banks, and even the banking sector themselves kind of fear it. But you know, a lot of people fear what they don't understand. What you don't understand, you know nothing about. And there's a saying that she doesn't know what she doesn't know, or he doesn't know what he doesn't know. That's true about a lot of people and about a lot of things. When you don't understand or know about something, the immediate reaction is to be apprehensive, isn't it? Or to want to maybe not get so involved. Another reaction is ambivalence. You know, you're certain, but you're not certain, maybe, but not, maybe not, kind of thing. With blockchain, everything is solidified, and solidity type smart contracts are written and transcribed and coded. And once it's released and published to that blockchain, it can't be changed. The original content that was published and put into that blockchain is there for life. I've often said in some of my podcasts, be careful what you put on social media, because number one, it's going to outlive you. When you're dead and gone, what you posted is still going to be around. People are still going to view it. People are still going to make comments, and you'll be dead, not breathing, and in the ground. So if you really want to know your purpose and what can drive a great purpose, is to produce content that you know is going to outlive you, that's going to have a lasting effect even when you're no longer here. Now that I think is encouraging and I think should be embraced wholeheartedly, because social media, I mean, take a look at Chat GPT, and I'm going to be doing a show on that. I'm telling you, I'm hooked on it. But the very first time I used Chat, and don't worry, I'm still on course. The first time I used Chat GPT, it scared the bloody living lights out of me. I was scared. I got chills. My stomach got in a knot. And I just thought, what in God's name is this? How can this thing write a song? How can it code? Now, even when it writes a smart contract, you still have to go in and know coding to an extent to put in the remaining components that the Chat GPT didn't put. But when you try it, your very first time, it's going to scare the hell out of you. I'll just tell you that now. It is not going to be something that you expect. This thing is phenomenal. And that word I'm using lightly, because it's a lot more than that. So back to blockchain, and it's all a part of it. Back to blockchain, I would like to share some use cases on how blockchains are being used. But before I do that, you see, if I get off track, I remember and I go back. Aha. Let me name you some. Okay, I've already told you that when Bitcoin was first created, the blockchain that created the Bitcoin token that inscribed all there was to know then and now about Bitcoin is called a blockchain. Ethereum is a blockchain. Celo is a blockchain. Solana is a blockchain. And I have in my company, XL Crypto Partners, because I can code. I'm not a full stack developer, but I can develop and do some coding. I'm building my company's app for the unbanked right now. And I'm also building my company's, I'm almost done with it, my company's blockchain platform. When it launches, oh, you better believe I'm going to do several podcasts about it and really hone in on making the public aware. Because on our blockchain, you'll be able to do some of the things that I'm going to mention to you. I won't be able to give you all of the list that I have here right now on the use cases for blockchains, but I'm going to give you as many as I can with the time that I have left. And then I may put it even in my description. So check that out as well. I try not to do on my podcast, you know, volume one, volume two. On my video with Spotify, yes. But on my podcast, I like to try to just give you the full depth in that half an hour and then move on to a new segment. The idea is to help you grow and develop in your understanding and revelation and knowledge of the world of cryptocurrency, blockchain, metaverse, tokens. What's the difference between a token and a coin? Those kinds of things. So let's talk a little bit about the use cases. The first one I want to share with you that you will find on blockchains that can be built and written in a smart contract for blockchains. The first one is product inventories. Aha. You know, a lot of companies years ago, when they were documenting their inventory, it was done manually by hand in a ledger. I don't want to give my age away here because I'm not old, but I can remember that. I can remember ledgers being used to document inventory. Now, with that, I want to share that on blockchain, you can manage the quality of the stock, the product's origin, the potential for recalls, and consumer level demand for the product in real time. That you could not do with a written, manual written ledger. It was impossible. And actually, until the internet came about, it was quite challenging, daunting to say the least, and it was a long, drawn-out process. Here's another way to use blockchains: legal contracts. For example, you can create contracts that are self-automated, unbreakable, and clearly defined for all involved parties. So you name the contract that you want to implement and extend. If you want to make sure that it's solid and solidified, where it's untouchable in terms of hacking or disturbing what you intended for that contract, you can do it in a blockchain. And by the way, my company provides these services. Now, you know I had to throw that dig in there, but we do. And because I've been involved since 2008 in this genre, and I pride myself in being transparent and really just being bloody honest with people and operating with integrity, I think we do an excellent job at benefiting others. Okay, here's another one: cloud storage. Are you using Google Cloud? I do. And if you want to expand your storage, you do have to pay, but it's under $5, depending on how much cloud storage you need. But cloud storage is another way to use blockchain. For example, you can offer secure storage, meaning, you know, nobody can get into it or, you know, disturb what you put in that storage, including your data backup, or significantly lower the cost with higher security. Cloud storage is big these days. AWS, which is Amazon Cloud. There's a number of them. Google Cloud. There's so many of them out there. Azure. There's a number of them out there. And one of the great, I would say, benefits is higher security. I have another one. Supply chain communications. Now, if you're in business and you trade, you do international trade, you have products that you trade in other countries, supply chain communication is an essential tool for you. So imagine being able to spot inefficiencies and generate digitally permanent records. That's really the purpose of blockchain. And when you digitally create these permanent records that show where products are in the supply chain process, you have just changed the game for your business, especially for your business profitability. Payroll is another one. Payroll, well, you can build a cost-efficient way to compensate your employees, which can be especially convenient if you have international employees or remote workers. Who doesn't have that these days? Even if you're just a four-man operation. Startups, for example, like my company is a startup. We work with a lot of remote workers, meaning they are living and breathing and enjoying life living in another country, and maybe not the same country and city where XL Crypto Partners may be based. So that's another great benefit of, you know, use cases for digital ledgers, again better known as blockchain. Another one is electronic voting. Now that I would love to spend a whole half hour on, and I will, I promise you, I will. Electronic voting, that's going to be a real important component for the United States, because this bloke Donald Trump is still lying. And did you hear he's been convicted? Well, not convicted, but indicted. That's going to be really great, because he's still telling the lie that he won the election and that the election was stolen from him. Lie, 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 lie. It's just not true. And you know it even if I don't say it. But electronic voting is something I'm working on my company's, and I will tell you that, a blockchain ecosystem platform. Now, one of the reasons for that, you can build fast, efficient, and reliable voting models that confirm votes almost automatically and ensure votes cannot be altered. Now, this is the reason a major television network known as Fox News is undergoing and experiencing hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in a lawsuit with Dominion, who makes voting machines in the United States, because Fox News was backing up the lie very aggressively for Donald Trump and on behalf of Donald Trump. So what I envision and what I'm creating now in preparation for 2024, when the United States will begin November 24 to vote for a new president, whether that's Joe Biden running again or someone else for his party. This man, Donald Trump, is claiming and has already announced and has been campaigning to run again. He's already a two-time loser, twice impeached. The list goes on and on, and I don't want to waste my energy talking about him, but the point I'm trying to make is that blockchain is, emphatically put, the best platform, the best digital ledger of any kind for electronic voting. And remember my name, René du Beauvoir, because I'm on it like white on rice. You will be hearing about it. Okay, money transfers and payment processing. Okay, well, imagine this. You can initiate fund transfers faster than a bank. Oh, who doesn't like that? Well, if that's not of big interest and concern to you, let me tell you, people in Africa, Manila, or shall I say the Philippines, and other parts of the world where the country is developing or semi-developing nation, that's real important. Because what these people, the unbanked, and what people in these countries have to endure on a daily basis is just downright appalling. And that's the focus of my startup, XL Crypto Partners. For me, honey, it's all about the unbanked and making their life as good as I possibly can with my team. Now, I know that they won't perhaps live the life I do, and I do live a good one, but I want to make their life as good as I possibly can, certainly better than the life they're living now. And that's my desire, that's my inspiration, that's my purpose. What's yours? Voila. Okay, digital IDs. This is also a part of my platform, my company's platform. You can control and manage digital identities. Ever heard of identity theft? Let me tell you something. It's wicked. And it will happen to you if you're not careful. Don't get on the phone and give the person on the other end of the phone your credit card. Look, they're going to use it. They've already got your information if you're paying a bill, your address, your full name, first and last name. They've already got everything they need. Now you're going to have to go and give them your, you don't have to do it, but imagine people doing that. And people do it every day, all day, only to their chagrin and great, great, great despair. Don't give anybody your credit card number over the phone. When you give them the full credit number, you still have to give them the expiration date and the CVV. Now they got you. So don't be stupid, be wise. Use your words when you talk. And I'm quick to tell people, no, I'm not giving you my credit card number. And they get offended, but I don't bloody care. They know why. And if you get offended sitting on the other end of the phone, now I know why you're offended. Listen, it never fails. You give somebody your credit card number, and it's not even days later. It's within hours. And listen to me. You can even go into these mobile places, and there's one I can name that I don't use in the store anymore to pay my note. I do it online, and I can tell you, these little handheld, not larger than a mobile phone, credit card terminals, try not to use those, because they are dangerous. And a lot of these guys that work with these companies that use those, they have found a way to hack into it. I know what I'm talking, because it happened to me a few times. And they were able to get into my account and just pay a lot of their bills. Now, I got my money back. But the point I'm making, you don't ever give anybody your credit card number. And make sure you're using a terminal that's not in the back pocket of that store's employee. Don't ever do that. Just take me at my word. Okay, I think I've got time for my last two on my list. Okay, Clee, food tracing. Well, you can trace food products from their origin to the plate. Who doesn't like that? In other words, you can find out where your food is coming from through blockchain and be able to quickly identify that it's not coming from a place where you disapprove of. For whatever reasons, for a number of reasons. I'm like that. I'm very meticulous about where my food come from, all the pesticides. Some countries a lot heavier with pesticides than others. So it's a good thing. Then my last on the list, you might well have imagined or guessed, is medical data. Imagine being able to improve the overall data access while securely encrypting the patient's data. Now, if that doesn't turn you on, nothing will. Okay, that's it. Those are just a few of the ways you can use a digital ledger, better known as blockchain, to enhance life as well as humanity. You gotta love that. And if you don't, what rock are you under? No, I'm just kidding. But it's lovely, isn't it? And as you listen to my podcast, I'll be giving you more ideas and strengthening your understanding about this whole genre, this whole space, and how to best use it to benefit yourself, your family, your friends, and your tribe. After all, my show is all about how to touch, heal, and inspire. And I hope I've inspired you in today's podcast. You've been listening to Crypto Curious with Renee Dubovoy, and I am Renee Dubovoy. Thank you for listening. I wish you all the best, a great week, great weekend, and a lovely life. Merci beaucoup. Bonne journée. Au revoir.